I was going to ask you, who opened for the Tragically Hip?
No one.
Their thing. No one?
No one. It was just beer drinking in the concourse. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, but how do you get pumped up for your band?
Oh, yeah. Do people need pumping up for that? Probably, it's the last time you'll ever see them?
It's the Tragically Hip. You need something to pump you up.
Beer.
Yeah, because they're not going to do it.
At the very least, you could have like Sloan or Neil Young.
Oh.
Joel Plaskett.
Yeah.
Actually, Joel Plaskett would make sense.
Joel Plaskett.
Or at the very least, like...
I don't like...
Nah, it was a single bill. Single bill. It made sense, but I know what you mean.
I mean, when the tour is like...
I think you're right.
When the tour is literally, hey, our lead singer is dying. Like, putting in someone else on the bill seems a bit weird.
The cancer... The person you'd have to open for that would be the Cancer Bats.
The Cancer Bats.
Because, you know, that's why it's the last tour.
He has AIDS cancer.
He's got AIDS cancer.
Who has? Isn't it Cancer AIDS?
Gordon Lightfoot or whatever the singer's name is.
They should have Gordon Lightfoot open for them.
With Stompin' Tom doing the beats in the background.
Exactly.
Is Stompin' Tom still kicking?
I don't know. He's dead. I don't know if Gordon Lightfoot is still alive.
Is he dead?
Stompin' Tom is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Wasn't it like last year or something?
That was a few years ago. Yeah.
That's overflowing. Yeah.
This is all terribly out of date because we're recording this a week in advance.
That's fine. That's fine. Well, we all watched that show last week. Craig watched it.
It was amazing last Saturday.
Cared. Yeah.
I had one girl on my shoulders, just like the AC/DC show.
Ooh. On the show, you have to tell us about your newest date.
Oh.
So let's
do... It's a Jerkface 9000.
I do.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
Why do you call it a vignette? Because that's the Swedish word for it. Maybe the French. Evil?
It's a signature.
Just like old name is his French last name.
Because a vignette is also an English word.
Don't talk over the vignette. And he's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. Craig's on the pavement, thinking about the government. Tyler and Benji is also here, but I don't have a reference for them. Welcome to the Evil Podcast, episode 103. Hi, Craig.
Welcome. Tyler?
Was that Wymouth Mason?
Huh?
Was that Wymouth Mason? Or
no, it was the Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking of starting a podcast with my girlfriend where we listen to every Bob Dylan record. And I was going to call it Podterranean Homesick Blues or Subterranean Podsick Blues. One of the two.
I like that second one. Second one's better.
Yeah.
Podsick. I don't know if I'll ever get around to it.
I thought it was bad because then he started talking about the second season being a band that she likes that he never listens to.
Yeah, the Beatles probably. Yeah.
But then they'd have to change the name of their podcast.
To Black Pod on the Hill. I am the Pod Russ. We all live in a yellow pod marine.
I can't find that one.
It's getting better. Getting better.
I got the idea from because Bob Dylan has like 65 albums or something. This is going to be a long season.
Wow.
You can't tell me that you want to listen to all 65, though.
I do. I can't.
Including the Christian ones?
Yeah, I kind of. Well, those going to be like quick episodes.
All right, what is this? Oh, yeah, I hated it. All right.
So Benji is here again, by the way.
Benji.
Our esteemed guest. Yep. Mm. Welcome back. How was your week?
It went by in a flash.
Yeah. It's almost,
really?
Almost like we did back-to-back episodes.
Master.
Almost like.
Because this is life.
But not like, because we didn't do that.
No, of course not. What should we do? Should we just...
Can I talk to you about a creepy dude that I ran into in the park near my house?
Yeah, can we just do liquor box first? Because I'm thirsty.
Okay.
Liquor box! All right. So this week, Craig has actually poured us some sort of liquor.
Poured it in advance.
It's a red beverage.
Burgundy.
It could be pungent.
It smells like punch.
It smells like chocolate.
That's why I said pungent.
It's chocolate raspberry by the smell.
It smells like that almost.
It does.
Raspberry.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, whew, that's sour. Yeah, whoa. There's no chocolate.
Ugh. Is this red sourpuss?
Yeah, it's just tasting sourpuss.
No.
No?
Oh.
No.
It's that guy.
Did you remember to keep a bottle, Craig?
Yeah.
Somewhere. But I already know the name of it.
Okay. It's some sort of schnapps. German schnapps.
Well, that's worse than I thought it would be.
My mouth is watering.
It kind of gets worse as I go on, yeah.
It's pomegranate.
Luckily, I, from last week, have some
you need to wash it down with some salmon vodka.
Dude.
Smoked salmon vodka.
Yep. There is nothing in this world that would make me wash it down with smoked salmon vodka.
Andy, just like a race walker, just went to the bathroom on the floor.
Spilled some. Does anybody want some vodka?
No. Says Craig, who jerkface 9000 all over the floor.
You should mix it with the... No, I'm kidding.
Now that you said it, I can't not.
Sorry.
Right? Like, Chekhov's gun.
Pomegranate raspberry.
This pomegranate's
okay.
Not bad.
Pomegranate raspberry.
So Bendy is actually pouring salmon vodka into his pomegranate liqueur.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
his what
that liqueur? That can never be good.
Pomegranate. Cheers.
Shoot it all.
Craig, behind you.
Kind of tastes like the smoked salmon was just glazed with something. It actually makes a lot
better. She's called the Oblivious Redhead.
She looked like a... That's really her nickname?
Oblivious Redhead Mom.
Okay, don't talk about stuff you see out the window because no one else can see it.
Well, there was a lady who looked like an airline attendant with a very nice bum.
Mm.
Creepy dude you saw in a park.
Creepy dude. So I'm walking. Apparently that's Craig. Walking Bob the dog. It was not me. Shut up. And I come up at Capilano Park, and there's a little grove of trees. I'm thinking about getting Bob to go across the street because he's really tuggy. He's really pulling really hard on the leash. And I'm just like, slow down, Buster. And then I look into the forest area, and this dude with a hoodie over his head just emerges from the forest like he was hiding in there.
Was it Slender Man?
No, it was like dude in hoodie, tallish with big nose, comes out and just looks at me. I just look at him. I'm just like, and I make eye contact with him, and then he looks at me, and then he just... Now, it's 28 above, and he's wearing long sweatpants and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Was it that guy? It's the guy walking outside.
Hey, you just broke your own rule.
Yeah, I know.
No, it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's really weird. I need to phone the cops when I get home because I didn't have my cell phone with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I totally forgot for 3 days.
I totally forgot
about it. And I was like...
You need to phone the police because there was a creepy guy in a hoodie?
I saw a guy
that was hiding in a grove of trees and then walked out in a come to Jesus moment. Right. Yes.
I saw a guy yesterday who was skateboarding in full pants and a sweatshirt. And it was 30 degrees outside.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. Maybe something else, but...
I had a fat guy in red trying to go down my chimney last December.
I had a fat guy in a little suit trying to put on my track at the end.
So this is the thing that they don't prepare you for. Usually in the movies, you're like, you see spooky, weird guy, and you do something right away. And I just, I don't know, I forgot.
I had kind of a moment like that when I was moving from my White Avenue apartment a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was going to throw trash out because you get a lot of trash when you're moving. And
for sure.
There's a little shed. Mm-hmm. Next to the dumpster.
Yep.
Just is this that drinking guy?
No, it's 4x4 feet. And on the roof there was something that looked like a gun.
Oh, what? Yes.
And I looked at it, and it was kind of a plasticky gun, but the barrel was out, but it has some metal parts on it.
So Andy immediately has his fingerprints on.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I'm like...
Making a murderer, too.
I told myself that it was probably some sort of BB gun that someone had broken, and I threw it in the... dumpster in.
And then you returned back to your house and looked in the laundry bin and saw bloody clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
the pipe was gone.
And red rum was written on his mirror.
Yeah.
And Alex informed you that, where did our third roommate go? And you're like, we never had a roommate.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's called Tiki Bar Confessions.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was too light to be a real gun.
But it's weird, eh?
Andy would know a real gun if he saw one.
I held a real gun in 99.
When you were in the Army.
In 99?
Air Force.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In the military, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, creepy people.
Yeah.
Creepy, spooky people.
That makes me think of when I was working, one year when I was working night security for the Folk Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the whole park cordoned off. And so you're walking around.
This is after everything's done.
Yeah, yeah. So you walk around all night. Like,
you're not speaking into the mic again.
You walk around all night.
Nice. Where are you?
At the Gallagher Park. Where the Folk Fest is.
Oh, Folk Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just trying to recap.
Yeah, so like, you know, we're walking around just bored, shining your flashlights. And one night, it was during the festival. And about 5 a.m., there's like a rustling in the bushes. We're like, wait, something's going on?
Rustling in the bushes?
Rustling. And we're like, what? And there's a guy, like, really out of it, emerges from the bushes.
They always emerge.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
And he's like, whoa, what? Is it all over already? We're like, were you asleep in the bushes? He's like, I guess. We can call you a cab. He's like, are my friends still here? I'm like, no. No one's still here.
Huh.
You were there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, thousands of people had left.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is funny because it's someone I know. Loves to go to the Folk Fest. Go to the Folk Fest.
The Fuck Fest. No, that's the Olympics.
That is, yes. Back to the Olympics.
That's why he likes to go to.
No, he has a little space that he actually kind of goes where he can. He's got a great view of the stage.
I would just want to point out that we haven't been at the Olympics. That was last week. But never mind.
The Olympics are.
No.
They're not over yet.
The Olympics?
Yes, they are over.
They are over.
They're well over.
This is live, Craig.
Yeah. Yes. The Olympics are in your soul.
Uh-huh.
The Olympics are always part of you.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in another, more real sense, they're every 4 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
2 years.
Well, each Olympics is every 4 years, yeah.
Hey, yep.
Anyways, he used to find a little spot in the trees there where he had a great view of the stage, and I just wonder, could that have been him?
No, I mean, the guy seemed to have... gone in there
accidentally,
somewhat intoxicated. He was not unbitten.
Unbitten?
Well, the thing about it, so there's a lot of mosquitoes at Folk Fest because there's thousands of people.
There's a lot of mosquitoes because there's thousands of
people? Well, yeah,
because
there's lots of food. There's lots of food. This is true. There's tons of people even notice mosquitoes while they're at Folk Fest. Think of what happens when everyone goes home. And the guy's sitting in the trees. Like, he was visibly covered in mosquito bites.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was the only
Understand why that has to do with people and people
because
going
home. It's food for them.
Yeah.
The female mosquitoes. They suck
your
blood.
Oh, you mean they had no more food left, so they went to him.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, they were feeding on thousands of people, and the population was supported by all these people.
Right.
And then during the night, there's no one there except for that guy.
We must continue our legacy. Find the man with the blood.
As a side note,
Tyler,
Andy, I heard you're looking for a new job.
Did you?
I did.
You are correct.
No.
And you know, with all these kids going back to school,
Craig was looking for a new job.
Well, Craig was, but this is more.
This is more up.
This
my
is
alley.
Attuned to your skills.
Okay, good.
With kids going back to school this time of year, there are some new job openings, Andy.
Really?
And there's a help wanted sign for you.
Okay.
Cliff divers with fire juggling skills are wanted for Casa Bonito in Denver, Colorado.
Casa Bonita. Yeah.
You have to dive off a cliff and juggle?
Yes.
What?
You must be 18 years old or older.
Ooh, awesome.
Willing to sword fight as a pirate atop a waterfall.
Nice.
Get fake stabbed and plummet 30 feet to your death.
I only get real
to your death.
Stabbed.
So wait.
Fake stabbed, but death. Actual death.
Fake death.
Okay.
Oh.
Fake death. Only to resurrect from the pool 5 seconds later to an adoring army of people high-fiving and tipping you.
Mm.
And I think you also have to juggle fire.
Ah,
are you up for this, Andy?
I am.
Are you?
I am. Tyler only mentions this because my favorite South Park episode is Casa Bonita.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Food and fun in a festive atmosphere.
Well, Andy, good news, because divers at Casa Bonita are offered $12 an hour.
Ooh. But it's American dollars.
Plus, and a dollar more.
Plus tips.
At least a dollar more if they can juggle fire.
Oh, awesome.
That is above minimum wage here then, so yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, how do you get good at juggling fire?
Step one, get good at juggling, I think.
Okay.
And then step two, don't hold it long enough to be burnt.
Don't hold it.
Don't hold it.
Don't go to the bathroom.
Like, you know, like if you douse something in lighter fluid, it's not actually burning that hot. It's just because the things burn so easily.
Yeah.
Until that lighter fluid gets on
your hand. You're fucking juggling fire.
Yeah, but if the fire touches your hand, you just drop it and you're fine.
You are.
Because you're not burning the lighter fluid.
No, wait. If if it's on fire and you drop it, what about the other two things that are about to fall on you and
That's why the best version of it is that you keep juggling, so it's only touching you momentarily, very momentarily. Mm-hmm. It's not burning that hot, so...
What are the tryouts like for this, I wonder?
I would just
actually,
wish I had a sound
now
clip.
That you mention
oh.
it.
Oh.
Auditions are held at the indoor waterfall. Divers must demonstrate 4 different types of dives from the 13-foot level.
I can do
including a backflip.
Backflip landing on my ass, I can
do. And only the most experienced divers get to walk the plank from 30 feet.
This does seem like the kind of thing that should be paying more.
Yeah, it does.
I went to the trampoline park this week.
That's the same.
Oh,
it's almost the same.
It's the same as both diving and juggling.
I did. I dived into a pit of foam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, that's a shitty clip. Never mind. Sorry.
Casa Bonita.
I was more nervous
about the festive atmosphere.
I was more nervous about the trampoline part than the date part.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck happens if I can't control? Like, I'm just jumping in the air and I don't know. I was worried. I was just
and flop around.
Somebody double jumps me into a wall.
You should never be worried.
Do we have a song for Craig's date section?
Well, they actually have 2 choices when you walk into the trampoline park. One is we will instantly make you a paraplegic,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is, you know, jump around on these fucking trampolines.
Jump up and get down.
One arrow points to man. One arrow points to boy.
How?
There are moments in life like that.
Yeah.
How high up was the trampoline?
I love that. Bouncy.
Okay.
Just like in real life, I don't have a lot of vert, but for the first time in my life, I did slam dunks basketball net.
Mm.
It was awesome.
Regulation basketball?
Regulation. You're on a trampoline. Doesn't matter what
regulation. Oh, I see.
It made Craig feel like Larry Bird.
It did. Finally. So it was worth it just for that.
Yeah.
It was worth it just for that.
I was trying to think of famous white guys who have dunked before.
John Stockton.
This has been Craig's date update.
Yeah. Was this with the same woman?
That's a good date, but it's
an hour and a half late.
It's pretty. No, are you kidding? No.
Yeah, I am kidding.
Did this one forget her keys too?
This was good.
Uh-huh.
But actually, we signed up. I'm like, oh, yeah, sign us up for an hour of this trampolining. And then after, like, I got to be honest, after about 3 minutes of jumping down the trampoline, mm-hmm. I'm like lactic acid in every mm-hmm. part of my body. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And she kept jumping.
Craig needed like, the boy
I
section.
Must keep jumping.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be outdone.
I must jump higher than her in order to retain status.
And then because I'm a man.
Yes.
To prove I have the bigger dick.
Did you go home and show her your bedroom trampoline?
I'm not commenting.
Okay.
His waterbed.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Waterbeds, man.
Have you looked in Craig's room? There's all these like facial imprints in the ceiling.
What does that mean?
It means you
jumped
out of bed. Jumped.
What, I lift my head to the ceiling and smash my face into it?
I said bedroom trampoline.
Yeah, I know. That was easy. Walked right into that.
Well, it was me.
But actually, Everybody Wants Some, that movie by Richard Linklater.
The 80s one?
About the baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a scene in there with a waterbed.
Is that movie good?
It's good. It's mm-hmm. really good. It's good in a way that you just mm-hmm. don't... You're just there. You feel like you're in that world in the 80s. It's about a baseball team.
It's one of those movies
but not
that makes
have
you
any,
wish
doesn't
Matthew
have anything
McConaughey
to do with baseball.
Was your friend, right?
He's not in it.
I thought he was. Wasn't he?
No.
I thought, wasn't it like a sequel to a movie?
Oh, sorry.
Or something?
I thought you were done.
No. Whatever.
This isn't this. Mike Ward.
Mike
do you
Ward.
Hear about Mike Ward?
No.
Do you know who Mike Ward is?
Who's Mike Ward?
He's a Quebecois comedian who... apparently got fined like $42,000 for a joke he made.
Yep.
There was like this kid.
Oh yeah, yeah no,
who I was on? Who had? Who he was on some like talent show, and he had mm-hmm. like Hashi-Bashi syndrome or something.
Yep.
That's a made up word.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he doesn't want to get sued too.
I don't know what the syndrome was. Yeah, no, and he made this joke like because he got to sing for like the Pope or something, and the comedian like. Oh, I thought he was like a Make-A-Wish kid. Like, why hasn't he died yet? I Googled his syndrome and like the only like disability he has was being ugly.
Oh.
And crappy joke or mean joke. But
it's a joke that's only funny because of how mean it is, right?
Yeah. Not necessarily funny at all, but like fined like
humorous.
For a human rights tribunal in Quebec, like sentenced him to like fine for $42,000.
Oh,
like,
that much?
Yeah. 35 went to the kid, 7,000 went to his mom.
Great.
And he's like, oh, now that it's cost me this much, like $80,000 with the lawyer, I'm going to make it not only in French, but in English, and I'm going to learn Spanish and make it. And the $7,000 the mom got, maybe she can like adopt a better looking kid or something. I just found it interesting how like a comedian can actually get fined for a joke because...
For being offensive.
Like, the moral of the story is Quebec is basically Turkey.
Yeah.
Well, Quebec's weird, right?
Well, Canada is weird overall when it comes to like the freedom of speech because apparently there's been like quite a few
Well, we have hate speech.
Stuff like that. We have that too. Like, I don't necessarily agree that hate speech should be in the law book because it's, I don't know if that should be a crime personally. Like I said, I wouldn't do that joke myself, and I wouldn't like do hate speeching myself. But I don't know if I agree that it should be.
I've been dealing with your hate for years.
Yeah, and believe me,
I've been documenting it.
That hasn't been spoken speech.
I'm going to the lawyer on Tuesday.
That hasn't been spoken hate though. That's been like
glances.
I was gonna say it's
physically.
It's different, Craig. If you look in the mirror, there's no hate speech that could ever affect you.
Andy's been cupping me.
Yeah,
I have all these red welts on my body.
I just find it an interesting question.
Mushroom.
People want freedom of speech, but like...
It's not the same as the U.S., dude.
We don't want people to be jerks.
Yeah, maybe it's the American me talking, but I do tend to err on the side of the solution to bad and hateful speech is more speech, right?
If someone
makes a bad joke, everyone points it out. Everyone gets annoyed with that guy. You don't have to do it legally per se.
No.
But the reaction itself, I think, is that is society expressing its norms about these things. Mm-hmm. So the reaction itself is a form of speech.
Yeah.
And the reaction is that's unacceptable in our community.
Yeah, no. Oh, sure. and that's another thing than taking it to court and actually fining him like legally.
Yeah, but I mean, that is an expression of the community's.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it though?
Yeah.
It's like an expression, but still, like, I don't think with like the whole freedom of speech idea that you should actually be sentenced for saying something that's like.
In that particular situation, community expression would be to stop buying tickets to this guy's shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Fining him for it.
Which I'm fine with. Yeah. There's a difference there.
If people went around spray painting a sign and said, giant dickhead, poo-poo face, stop going to his concerts, you'd be okay with that.
No, the asshole factor is interesting because...
I just don't think it should be against the law to be an asshole because that's a form of free speech too, right? It would be one thing if you said, like, we should kill all ugly kids. That would be a different thing because that would be like...
Yeah, if you're trying to incite action, that's already existing crime.
He did suggest that his parents should adopt a different kid that's less...
That was after the fact.
That was after. He just said like, oh, now she has the money to adopt a better looking kid.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. No, I did,
It's interesting. It's a gray zone that... Because if it's a community reaction, you're right. They can be someone like that can be shunned in different ways.
Yeah. But just going back to like where I'm from, the Sweden, like we have this the right wing asshole party, Sweden Democrats, which like the media was just trying to silence. Like they just gave them the silent treatment, and like every time they did something bad, they brought it up. Blah 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 blah. But that just, like, the people who vote for them just seem, they just seem to get a lot of sympathy votes and shit, just like with Trump.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you think the U.S. would be different right now if from the second Trump started running for president, they just not quoted anything he had said
ever. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Trump would have been silent on him?
Yeah. Trump's actually interesting because Trump's main position on the media is that the media should be easier to sue for about things. Like,
which is also crazy.
Yeah. So he's actually very
unless, of course, it's something that he says against someone else that uses the media. Well, so he wouldn't want to be sued
by that. It's super self-serving, and it's very much in the line of, like, it should be lawsuits because I got money. Although he doesn't actually have money, but he can conjure up the same thing that money is. Yeah. Money is ephemeral.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was reading an article thing or a Twitter link or something from the New York Post writing about his actual finances.
Yeah.
And the reason he won't actually give his tax returns.
Because he has no money.
Because he himself is $600 million in debt. And the companies that he owns owe money upwards of $2 billion to other countries and companies and financial institutions and stuff.
So the presidential run is a way for him to kind of shore up a little bit more capital and deal with that shit?
Possibly.
I feel like he's always run on, like, everything he does in his life is based on the belief that he just deserves these things.
Right.
The same reason he's in super debt is the same reason he thinks that he deserves to be president.
And this whole thing about leftist media, like, by the way,
There's a lot of rightist media too.
I don't think there's a lot of leftist media in the States whatsoever. I don't know what he's complaining about.
Because the left in the States is defined as like what we would consider
not the right.
Also, the leftists, like Hillary Clinton, who's like, you know what we should do? Bomb countries. Like that's not classic left wing stuff, you know.
And like there's freedom of speech in America as long as you own the press.
Yeah.
Then you can say whatever you want. Like,
yeah.
Well, in the U.S., it's as long as you own anything, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. It's just weird, too, like the people.
You know why they have to sue? You know why they have to sue people so much? Because they have to be able to save enough money for health care.
Yeah. It's just weird that the people voting for him, too, is like voting for like a billionaire in quotation marks or like the poor uneducated masses, and then
I love Trump's line. I love the dumb people.
Yeah.
Well, it's the classic Steinbeck line, right? Like whereas everyone in America thinks they're a temporarily embarrassed millionaire.
What? That is so brilliant.
Yeah.
That is fucking brilliant.
Craig got really pumped up there.
Say that again. Everybody is a...
Everybody in America believes that they're just a temporarily embarrassed millionaire.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how relevant that is right now. I'm fucking...
Because that's true with you.
Craig thinks he's going to be billionaire.
No. It has to do with a particular American that I'm in a bit of
I know what you're talking about.
No, but it's weird. Like, people... it's just like... Nobody seems to be for the freedom of speech or freedom of choice. It's just the freedom of like doing what they like. Because if you talk to a Trump supporter, like, yeah, we should really vet these like Muslims because they're like they're not for human rights for women and whatever. Oh, okay. What do you think about gay marriage? No. I'm totally against that.
Well, like it's very two-faced, too, because like, Trump has said things about Islam, about how, like, oh, they really don't like gays, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, then on the other side, he'll be like, don't worry, I'm in defense of traditional marriage, you know.
Oh, but I'm also happy to have all these investors from the Middle East for my properties.
I just find it weird, because, well, I'm against Muslims, too, but I'm against every religion, so
Christians. Yeah, that's very much the side I'm on. That's why I like the whole, like, separation of church and state thing, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say...
Tell us the other religious people that you're against so we can understand.
Whatever religion you are.
Spaghetti monster.
Oh, yeah.
There was actually...
Mormons.
Screw you, Pastafarians.
There was an article by Trump's daughter who was talking about, like, 10 ways to be an unpaid intern. and the whole thing, like, she was writing up ways that you can be successful as an unpaid intern while she herself has 3 unpaid interns working underneath her.
Who wrote the article that she just published?
Her interns.
The 4th unpaid intern that doesn't even get credit for being an unpaid intern.
That shit is crazy. Like, we've got a buddy, Mr. Kyle, Mr. History, who I don't even know how he did it.
Yeah.
Got his master's in American history, and then he interned. But I'm like, no pay.
Yeah, because
how do you live? How do you do it?
Well, it's the same thing.
Off the government.
And he was at the Smithsonian, like no small fries here.
Yeah.
DC is really big on that. DC is all like, I forget who it was that I was reading an interview with, but some like comedian, like fairly like popular person right now, and kind of comedy politics stuff, but she was talking about how she was in the track to like get into that world, into politics,
right?
And then she had like the interview with like the John Kerry campaign, and they're like, yeah, we'd love to have you, and she's like, all right, how much does it pay? And they're like, Oh, yeah. No, it's an unpaid internship. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's cool. It sounds great, but I have to live, so no.
I'd love to baseball bat your fucking computers.
Well, that's like the guy from White Castle, the White Castle movies. Mm. That Indian guy.
Is that the restaurant?
Who was like movie star, and then he went into like unpaid things in Washington D.C. as a politician. Or something.
Cal Penn,
yeah, yeah.
The Harold. What happened to Kumar again?
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar. That's what he does now.
Well, yeah, he went from making movies to working in Washington, and then I think he stopped working in Washington and went back to movies.
Yeah, I think so. But he was able to do it because
he
movie star.
Had
yeah,
the
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I mean that's.
But the whole point of the thing
that's kind
of
dumb.
Like,
I love what I do and I'm getting money, but let me go do this thing where I don't get money. And then he realizes he loves what he was doing before.
I think he loved what he was doing unpaid, and that's what he really, really wanted to do. But once he ran out of money to do what you really wanted to do, you have to go back to getting paid.
Yeah, so like he I'm sure it's fun and all to be an actor, but what he wanted to actually do is be part of the political, like do. Create positive change in the world. And he's like,
and
I tried for a while, then I ran out of money, so I'm back to acting.
There is no positive
change in
the world. I
believe it's called networking.
He worked for Obama, and Obama is going to be out of a job come January.
Americans are incapable.
Obama's got a permanent job. Mm-hmm. Anytime he wants to make money, he just goes on a speaking tour.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, he's awesome, and I wish he could have a third and fourth.
Hillary's been doing it for years.
I mean, Obama versus Hillary, though, Obama actually can speak.
He can.
He's funny. He's a great, great speech giver. Like that's and frankly, that's all we actually need in a president. Because frankly, they don't really need to make decisions.
He's cruising, man. You're right. Like he's done here. It's just like everybody wants to hear Obama do a speech.
Yeah. Well, he's like, oh, there was a flood in New Orleans or whatever. I'm on golf vacation.
Well, and we all like
now?
there's this idea in America of like the president matters, but really the only job he can really definitely do is be America's mascot.
Mm.
And like Obama as the person who's amazing at giving speeches and can really like stir up a crowd. That's the part of the job that actually is a real
it
job.
Seems...
But wait, because he's going to have to start pitching products like peanut butter.
No.
Can he work up a crowd about peanut butter Snickers?
The sham wow.
No, I get...
Can you imagine? Yeah.
As long as he bites the tongue of a hooker, he can sell sham wows.
Is that what the sham wow guy did?
Yeah, sham wow guy was in prison for biting the tongue of a hooker because he tried to kiss her. No. She bit his tongue because he tried to kiss her.
Yeah,
and then he went to jail.
She's like, have you not heard any media ever about hookers?
I went to a conference.
The whole no kissing thing is pretty standard.
I think that's rule one in hooker book.
Yeah. I went to a conference and met the guy who does all these infomercials. It's brilliant.
You met Billy Mays?
No, I saw Billy Mays' first infomercial and
Billy
it was
Mays
awful.
Hayes?
He was terrible.
Just like our first podcast was awful.
No, Jesus.
Well, we still are, but that's besides the point.
Well, wasn't Billy Mays, though, Billy Mays was a guy who was selling things before he was on infomercials. So he was like a guy
Yeah, he was at those fairs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
they put him on camera and he was terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but it's like he had to learn to deal with the camera.
When he got better. And then you know how he died, right?
I don't remember.
A rough landing in an airplane, and he bonked his head on like the luggage thing above.
Oh. Wait, he didn't have a seatbelt on then, or...?
A kid fell into his pen, and the zoo guards had to shoot him. Vote Harambe.
That's a better way to go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the American system, it does seem like hard to get anything done because the American system is so much like checks and balances. So you have the president, you have the Senate, you have the blah, blah, blah.
Well,
they can accomplish nothing.
The checks and balances are mostly fine. Like, it doesn't actually prevent people from having anything done. The problem is like just two parties. So everything one side wants to do, the other side is just automatically against.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the problem.
Because it's a team sport now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's why, I mean, most of the really big sweeping changes that have happened legally in Canada on a federal level have been minority governments because it's like when there's two parties have to agree on something, that's enough that everyone's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to do that. We're gonna have a pension plan. You know what? That is a good idea.
So do you get to vote in the U.S., Keith?
Benji? Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do.
You strike me as a Gary Johnson dude.
No.
He's a Bernie fan.
I legitimately did vote for Bernie, yes.
I still like Bernie.
Yeah,
I feel the burn.
I I want to vote for the Green Party. It's hard to convince myself to vote for Jill Stein. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's
I really...
It's Ralph Nader's old party, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He did like...
Is he?
No.
No, he's not running. He
did like
for
Ralph
years,
Nader.
Yeah. Ralph Nader's amazing. Well, he's the reason like we have like seatbelts.
He's super snarky. I like him.
Yeah.
And guess which province in Canada had the seatbelt law last?
Alberta.
Alberta. Yeah. You know why? Because we wanted the freedom to be thrown clear of the crash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, right.
You'd be safer away from the cars.
Where you have the Wild Rose Party going like... 0.5 in alcohol is way too low. We should make it 0.8 again.
Back, we wanted to be more.
Exactly.
I don't even necessarily disagree with them, but I'm like, I don't trust your motives there. Like, it's because you all want to just.
You
like,
agree
get
with you should be driving with 0.8% of alcohol in your.
Do you really notice that 0.3 though?
How do you get there?
Yeah. I think we should be at 1%.
Well, I'm from Sweden, the only country with Norway that has like 0.2.
Which is brilliant. 0.2. But you also have amazing public transport.
Yeah.
I would say
not in the countryside, I can tell you that.
Not in the countryside?
No.
Huh.
And he has to hitchhike.
So how do people get around then?
You walk or you ride your bike drunk.
Yeah. There you go.
I have once
love
drunk
it.
Drove,
he blows
but it
truck
was
drivers.
But it was in Saskatchewan. So you're like, what can I possibly hit?
Yeah,
like it's really us. Like the only people you can hurt is yourself.
Tyler's a sneaky bastard on this show.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
It's okay.
You'll hear about it in post.
Anyway, I guess we should wrap up.
All right.
Because I looked Craig.
So we got one
eyes.
More episode, right?
We're done two, and you need to go to your terribly hip show.
Oh, what time is it?
It's 5:20.
Ooh, okay.
Anyway.
We didn't even really talk about them.
Nope.
We didn't really talk about anything.
We did.
Well,
they're done.
We briefly mentioned it. Yeah.
They're done after today.
The Olympics happened.
Yeah. Olympics, go Olympics.
Well, they're not really done, because apparently...
Yeah, they are done last week, because this
they
is
are
live.
Done.
I was going to say, apparently the guy from The Hip has like a solo project that's coming out this fall. So,
are you kidding? Really?
Yeah, he's just done with The Hip.
Well, he's also like done with
I
the
hope
part
you're not
where he has Terminal.
No, they actually had a thing. He's got a solo thing coming out.
Okay, this tour is not because he's done with The Hip.
Yeah. I think it is.
No, it is not.
I mean, he's done
it's
with The Hip.
It's because he can't continue touring with The Hip.
Because he doesn't like them?
Wait,
there's conflict?
What's wrong with his hip?
Cancer.
This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Your life, cocaine will blow your brain and ecstasy will.